Jesus says in our gospel, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You who are loved by God and called to be his saints, grace, mercy, and peace be yours this day in Christ Jesus. Amen. This morning in our gospel reading, we reflect on a simple yet profound command from Jesus, love your neighbor as yourself. These words come to us from the Gospel of Matthew in a passage where Jesus is asked about the greatest commandment from the religious leaders. He first mentions loving God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And then he adds the second, equally important commandment he mentions here, loving your neighbor as yourself. And at first glance, this may seem like a straightforward concept, but in reality, it is both challenging and radical. Love your neighbor as yourself goes beyond just being kind or nice to others. It calls us into a deep, sacrificial love that mirrors Christ's love for us. A love that is patient, self-giving, and transformative. In our polarized world today, we often reduce people to labels, political party, social status, race, even religion. We forget that behind every label is a real person created in the image of God. Loving your neighbor as yourself means seeing the humanity in others, even when we tend to disagree or even struggle to understand them. Jesus isn't just calling us to love those who look like us or think like us here. He's calling us to love all people. Think, for example, the parable of the Good Samaritan that Jesus gives. In Jesus' day, the Samaritans were despised by the Jews. Yet it was a Samaritan who showed mercy to a wounded man on the side of the road. The message? Love crosses boundaries, cultural, social, and yes, even ideological. It's a love that says you are worthy of dignity. You're worthy of care and compassion simply because you are human, because you're created in the image of God. In our day today, it might look like reaching out to someone whose views are different from ours, listening to their stories, and showing empathy to them. It may mean putting aside prejudices that have been taught to us and instead seeing every person as a fellow image bearer of God. For you see, loving our neighbor is not just a personal act, it is also a social one. When we begin to see others through the eyes of Christ, we begin to change the world around us. And Jesus does not ask us to love from a distance or merely in our words. His love, his love shown to us in the Gospels, is always active and sacrificial. In fact, his ultimate act of love was his willingness to lay down his life for us on the cross. When Jesus commands us to love our neighbors as ourselves, he's calling us to a love that puts the needs of others before our own comfort, our own wealth, our own ease. But how does this love look like in our everyday lives? It might mean choosing to speak up for the oppressed, even when it's uncomfortable. It could be offering your time to serve others in your daily life, whether it's helping a neighbor with a difficult task or volunteering at our food pantry. Maybe it's showing grace to someone who has hurt you because you recognize that God has shown you the same grace in your own life. Loving our neighbors as ourselves also challenges us to rethink how we live in a society that often prioritizes individual gain over communal well-being. It invites us to move away from a consumer-driven mentality and toward a community-driven one. We are called to live as though the well-being of our neighbor is as important as our own. Loving our neighbors as ourselves is not just a command that transforms us, transforms others, it transforms us as well. It forces us to look inward and ask, how well do I love myself? And often, we struggle to love ourselves in healthy ways. We may feel unworthy or carry guilt and shame. But when we receive Christ's love for us, we are invited to love ourselves, not based on our performance or worthiness, but based on the love that God has already poured out for us through Christ. This love for ourselves is not about selfishness or self-centeredness. Rather, it is about recognizing that we are loved by God just as we are, imperfect, broken, and yet deeply cherished by God. Only when we understand and accept this love can we truly begin to share it with others in our life. Loving ourselves in the way God loves us frees us now to love others freely and without conditions. As you and I leave this place today, let us reflect on Jesus' command. Love your neighbor as yourself. May we recognize the humanity in everyone we meet, offering the same self-giving love that Christ has shown to each of us. May our actions speak louder than our words, and may our love be radical enough to break down the walls that divide us in our society today. And finally, may we always remember that loving our neighbor is not just a call to act. It's a call to become more like Jesus, more patient, more compassionate, more selfless, and more like the one who laid down his life for us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people said, Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and lives in and through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.